I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Jim Peterson. You may know him as a star on the basketball court in high school, in college with the Gophers, and 8 seasons in the NBA.
Peterson, the rookie out of Minnesota with the slam.
You may know him as a championship-winning associate head coach with the Minnesota Lynx. Maybe you know him from his outstanding broadcast work with the Wolves. But in Jim's mind and in his own words, we should all know him simply as this. Local hero. Please welcome the man all of Minnesota aspires to be, Jim Peterson.
Truth can't be controversial. Local hero is with us. On Ansan's first segment, then we'll get to your Wolves Club in segment number two. We just were talking parking. What do you think you've paid?
A lot of parking talk. Harrigan called me like 5 minutes too early. Yeah. I was sitting on hold listening to a lot of parking talk.
Yeah, well, you're fortunate. I mean, you have learned, you've gleaned information. What would you guess that you've paid in parking at and around Target Center since you started in 98?
98.
What would you ballpark?
Oh, man. Well, when I worked for the Lynx, it was free for 8 years because I had, I had that fob, which, you know, I wish I'd get that thing back.
I mean, Why did you give it back?
That was a really nice, because we had, all the coaches have access to that parking garage because, you know, there's a private cage in the back that we would park in for the facility at Mayo Clinic Square. So there's a private area back there, and you needed a fob to get into the gate and then into the cage. And so for those 8 years that I was coaching, actually, it's not even the 8 years because I was at the old facility for a while. And I thought I must have been paying. I know we parked inside the building, parked inside Target Center. We got in the back loading dock here.
Yeah.
That was nice, too. I
would have said I'm stepping away,
now,
Cheryl.
You know what I pay now on game day? I pay $42. At Mayo Clinic Square to park on game nights. And if 40. I wasn't, I mean, obviously, Chad, if I wasn't expensing it to, you know, Bally / FanDuel all these years, I would not have been parking and paying that much money. They guard you,
might
you
be
on
walking.
Game nights. You know that. I mean, like game nights, they're going to gouge you. So.
Yeah, that's Dave Harrigan. Tell me the scenario where you're paying $40. $2 for parking.
If I'm expensing it, it sounds like a great, great gig.
Yeah. How's Jim Peterson at expense paperwork?
You know, it's a great question because I'm not always good at it.
Do you defer to Tika at any point?
I've saved the companies that I've worked for a lot of money. Just by eating it myself.
Local hero.
Eating it, yeah. Well, I mean, seriously, like, you know, when I was with the Lynx, one of the things I would do is, because we had practice guys, right? So we needed, I needed to invite these guys that were high-level high school and college players to come practice against the Lynx. And so I had really good guys. One of the reasons that why the Lynx were as good as they were is because the people that we would come in to have them play against them in practice every day were top-notch. And so they
Can
were
Can I just
coming,
pause you for a second there? Dave, I need you to put this on the headline. Jim Peterson takes complete and total credit for every Lynx championship.
You're reading into it. You're reading into it. I'm saying,
Dave, is that what you heard? Yes or no?
One of the many.
Cheryl,
anyway,
I'm told.
Just let me get to the point of the story, dude. Like, so these guys would come every day, and so I would bring them to lunch, and so I would take, you know, Jeez. 8 or 9 guys to. And I never expensed any of that. I need to go back to the Timberwolves and ask them for some more money. Cause
oh yeah, they'll be fine with that.
Now I spend way more money on that than I did on parking. That's for sure. I probably spent a couple, 2-3 grand over the years. You know, maybe more than that on keeping the guys happy was the whole point.
That'd be a pretty good deal, right? I mean, you come in, you play against the best team in the league, and then I mean, are we talking O'Donovan's, Loon? Where were we going to? Jimmy John's? Where are we going?
Jimmy John's. Sometimes I would take him to, you know, it would be every, like, once a month, it would be someplace special. I'd take him to, like, Benihana or something like that. We'd go to Black Sheep or any number of places like that.
Yeah.
We'd go high end. But, it was a great deal for them, but trust me, I was more grateful because it was like every day Cheryl Reeves was staring at me. Are we going to have guys? And I'm like, that was a lot of pressure, dude. Like, it was a lot. And so trust me, it was worth it to me to have them show up. So I showed my appreciation by doing that.
You
but
were
I
afraid.
Expensed it, but I could have expensed it. I should have.
Yeah, you were afraid of Cheryl, in other words, right?
I did not want to disappoint her.
Yeah.
You don't want to
okay.
get, hey, sure, hey, Revo's tough, man. You don't want to get in her crosshairs. That's
no, right. No, no, no. Yeah. What kind of customer is Jim Peterson at a Benihana? Like, when they're flipping the shrimp, are you in? Do you like the onion volcano? Or are you just kind of bored by that? Bring me the food.
I am totally bored by it, but I do not want to disappoint the gentleman who's trying to give me effort, so I do feign amazement and entertainment. I feign it, but I fake it pretty good.
Actor,
I do.
You're acting. Dave Harrigan, sad to hear.
I give him a little bit of a clap. I give him a little clap. How about this? I just pay attention because you know there's a lot of people like you who would just keep on with your conversation and not even look at him as he's building.
No! I am all in. I love the entire experience, and I think I'm decent at catching the shrimp. I don't think I'm, you know, tremendous. I'm not a local hero. Dave, isn't it sad to hear that Jim really doesn't pay attention
to
the work the chefs are doing?
That is the joy of going to a place like Benihana, personally.
You guys have no idea how many times I've been to Benihana. There's also that. I mean, you got to factor in the numerous times that I've been there.
The key is you go way over the top with your enthusiasm and joy for the show being presented, and then you can consider that their tip.
Yeah. Okay, of course. Or I thought, again, the cheapskating of comes on. I thought you were going to say go more in your enjoyment, and then when they're divvying up the fried rice,
that helps.
You'll get a little bit more of the fried rice.
Extra yum-yum sauce coming my way.
Yeah, I've gone both directions on that too. I'll just take what I get. I don't even care because I get two.
Michael Jordan, Mike. Just so you know, Jim, Michael Jordan would say I play hard every game because I don't know if somebody is seeing me for the first time. Unlike you, who mails it in at Benihana when that chef might be seeing you for the only time.
I'm not the one that's entertaining. I am the customer. So it's the guy that's doing the flipping and building the onion volcano, that is the one that's the Michael Jordan person. I'm just the person observing. Okay, yeah, that's different. I'm not performing at Benihana. You crazy?
I would like to. If I donate $1,000 to charity, your choice. The Benihana is kind of close to both of our houses. Will you get behind and see if you can do it?
Hibachi cooking?
Yeah.
I think I could do it. I do. I'm pretty sure I could do it. You know,
told me many times
you could do it. Our boy Jeff Municki could do it. Jeff Municki gets on that Blackstone, and like I need a Blackstone.
Yes.
I would get a lot more. I get a lot more reps if I had the Blackstone.
Our guy Mune, who is the greatest employee in Wolves history, I think he would give up his family and friends before he would give up the Blackstone. Is that about right?
Yeah.
Maybe not the granddaughter, but everyone else is in bar territory.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the club because they're not playing good enough. And I know it's kind of a Finchy pattern that they play better late, and we'll talk about that. But this team with high expectations and aspirations is not at that level. I know Jim agrees, but why are they at that position and what needs to change? Jim Pete, he's great. He's as good a guest as we have. He's a tremendous person, too, and he's with us. Let me talk about Aquarius Home Services. I don't know. Maybe Pete has Aquarius at the mansion, the 27,000 foot mansion that Jim and Tika have. I hope he does. If he doesn't, he could call and reach out. Prefer if you reach out online, AquariusHomeServices.com. Yes, AquariusHomeServices.com. And get that tremendous drinking water. Get the drinking water right away, the Connecticut drinking water system. Right now, around the holidays, think about this. Water is so essential to what we do every single day, especially if you're having friends and family over. For the holidays, save up to 25%. But if you have any worries when it's going to be so cold this weekend, make sure that furnace is working. Aquarius can help you out in that area too. And the water softener is essential. You want the laundry to turn out right. You want your dishes to turn out right. You don't want to have that super dry skin with the shower. It all works out right. Reach out. AquariusHomeServices.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I believe the record is 15-10, which is representative. But the Wolves have advanced, as we all know, to the Western Conference Finals back-to-back years. They have Anthony Edwards, who clearly is a top 10 player. He's not the top four, but if you want to start saying, is he fifth, sixth? He's right in that conversation. Julius Randle at times has played very, very well. They have an accomplished coach. They have an accomplished front office. They've had a very soft schedule, as you know, Pete, and have a pattern right now, not playing very well in the first half and then playing better in the second half. And right now, no one, let's just take Oklahoma City out, okay? Nobody matches up with them. Who knows? They might win 75 games this year. I mean, they're just, they are a machine. And they barely have been healthy. But this club fancied themselves to be right with Houston and right with Denver and playing at a higher level. And they have not. And in the next answer, I want to get to why Finch's teams play better as the year goes along, because he absolutely deserves credit for that. But what's going on right now? Why aren't they at the level a lot of us thought they might be starting this season?
I mean, it's just weird because a lot of things are going pretty well. I mean, you know, you think about Ant and Julius being the third highest scoring duo in the NBA. I mean, it's Luka and Austin Reeves, Jokic and Jamal Murray, and then it's Edwards and Randall. Better than Shea and Chet, and better than Brunson and Towns. Like, they're both having very good seasons. Jaden McDaniels has made a huge leap. Like, Jaden McDaniels is playing great. Dante DiVincenzo, night in and night out. I mean, yeah, he didn't have a great shooting night. You know, he went 1 of 7. Too many guys had poor shooting nights last ball game against Phoenix. I mean, that's an issue. But so many guys are playing well. We have, what are we, the 11th ranked offense? We're 8th ranked offense. Defensively, we took a dip. We're 14th. We were 11th last ball game going into the Phoenix game. So, I mean, we're the 8th ranked offense, Chad. If you look at one of the things Huey Brown used to always say is, he would always say, like, you know, really one of the big telltale signs for me how a team is playing is just look at straight point differential. So, you know, in the Western Conference, Oklahoma City is number one by a long shot. They're plus 16. Houston's 10.6. Denver's third. And Minnesota's fourth. We're plus 4.8. You know, the only games we've lost have been to games against teams that are in either first, second, or third in either conference. So we lost to Denver twice, L.A. twice, OKC once. We've lost to Phoenix twice. So those are the only, you know, between the Phoenix games, which Phoenix is a very good basketball team, by the way. Jordan Knott has done a great job refashioning that team. We lost to the Knicks once, and the only stinker is Sacramento, a game we should have won, and we should have beaten Phoenix twice. So really, you know, we've lost to the best teams in the NBA. I don't think there's any harm in that. Are we playing optimally? No, and I think the biggest reason for me is just depth. We don't have the depth. Losing Nikhil really kind of hurt the depth that we had because the bench. You know, when Mike was starting and it was Nas, Dante, and Nikhil coming off the bench, we had eight starters. And I think that if you're looking at the reason why they haven't performed optimally with all the continuity they've had, it's because of they haven't been able to replace what Nikhil did with Shannon Jr., who has been, I mean, I'm just
not good enough.
Just statistically, he's been worse than Rob Dillingham in terms of what he's done when he's been on the floor. The numbers is his net plus minus the on off numbers are ridiculous, and that's been one of the biggest things. I think most people thought it would be Terrence Shannon Jr. who'd be the one that could pick up, at least if nothing else, some of the scoring slack that you lost with Nikhil. And then I think that people thought that Rob would come along quicker than he has. And then Mike moving to the bench. See, that's the other part of it, is that we just don't have bench scoring. So, you know, Ant can't do everything. Ant and Julius can't do everything. And so that's the biggest reason for me. To me, it's the lack of depth. And that's why Chris Finch went to Bones Highland last ball game. So the Wolves might have the most concerning group of point guards in the NBA between Mike at 38, because one's too old, one's too young, and then the other is just such a wild card that Bones has never been the kind of like steadying force you'd like to have at the point guard position when he comes into the game. So I would say
Bones,
that's the other part of it.
Yeah. He's bounced around. The guy who is as loyal to him as anybody is Tim Conley. Tim clearly believes in him. And if he would play like he did the other night, there's reason to believe in him, but he just hasn't played that well on a consistent basis. I think you nailed two of the key points. I just want to mention one other point in a second is when this team had, you're right, Dante, Nikhil, and Nas coming off the bench. That, last year, that was a very impressive trio. And that was a trio that played very well together. And either just to your eyes or to the analytics, which you're excellent at in laying that out on FanDuel, they were impressive. And Nikhil is playing very well. And there was no animosity. It was money. It was just money with Nikhil. And if it came down to Nikhil and Julius and Nas, I get their decision. They don't have somebody else at that spot. Then you get to the point guard position. And, I mean, there's almost a part of me that wants to see these guys go back to Conley and still play him 20 minutes and have Dante provide a little bit of that zip off the bench. I know Chris now is convinced, because I've heard it say it many times, that Dante's the guy you got to play 30-plus minutes, and if he comes off the bench, you don't know if you can get the 30-plus minutes. I still think you can. I personally would start Conley again to give you some juice off the bench. Let's just be honest so far. Rob Dillingham has been a significant disappointment. It's early. I think they should have sent him to Iowa last year. I would send him to Iowa now and get him some minutes and bump his confidence up. I would say the other part that you didn't mention that I will is this team, sometimes in the first half defensively, is just dreadful. I mean, and Finch can be pretty clear, as he was the other day after the Phoenix game, when I think it might have been Jace. And again, this town is so fortunate to have great Wolves reporting, from Jace to Chris Hines to Johnny Kay to Dane. Just Dane really good. Yeah. I mean, just outstanding coverage. But when Chris is saying, our main guys aren't playing good enough defense, well, he's talking about the main two. And Ant and Julius are never going to be phenomenal defensive players, but Ant hasn't made that jump that we thought he might make defensively, and Julius is up and down. They need those guys to be better on the defensive end, clear cut.
Yeah, I mean, this has been an issue now for, even last year it was that way, because, like, think about all the times the Wolves would dig a hole in the first quarter and the bench would come in and save the day, and then they'd start the third quarter and the same thing would happen, and Nas and Dante and Nikhil would have to come in and save the day because they move the basketball and they play defense. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know what the answer is. Julius is playing better defensively than you're giving him credit for. I think that that's one of the things, especially with him and Nas. Like, they've been more of a plus duo recently. I think that when you look at, and so, I mean,
I'm just repeating what Chris Finch said.
Well, I know they. No, obviously that's very true. I think Ant is more the culprit than Julius is. I think that Julius can sometimes be a traffic cone out on the perimeter, and so can Nas too. Because I just think it's really difficult for bigs to have to go out on the perimeter. The game is the spacing of the floor in the NBA now, and all the switching that goes on. You're not playing against the matchup that you originally start with, right? So you know this, Chad. I mean, like, it's just really difficult when you have to switch on to a Colin Gillespie and he's on the perimeter and he's a knockdown dead-eye three-point shooter, and you have to get out all the way to him. It's not just up to touch. You got to take his shot away. And so if you're going to close out long to a guy like that at 6'9", 6'10", to be able to change directions if he attacks your closeout, that is not easy to do. And so I'm just saying, you're asking guys like Nas and Rudy and every team is. I'm not saying they're not, but it's just a more difficult proposition than you think. But I think that, like, when you look at the defensive field goal percentage, and I don't know how much weight you put on defensive field goal percentage on the season. The NBA does a great job on their website. Jalen Clark is number one in terms of players that shoot against him.
Yeah,
shoot 40% on the season. Okay. You know who number two is? Julius Randle at 43.3. Players shoot 43.3% against him when he's on the floor. Jaden McDaniels is third. Rudy's fourth. Nas Reed is after that. So, like, to me, like, all the defense.
So Ant is where?
Ant is towards the bottom with Mike. And Dante's last, actually. But, you know, I mean, like, Dante's – that doesn't even pass the eye test to me, because that dude's out there contesting shots all the time. And he's
right.
Also,
and again, I'll say this. And again, I like Randall. I've liked him more since he came here than his perception. To me, that doesn't pass my eye test either, that he's their second best. I mean, you're not, I know you don't, I mean, you like Julius better defensively than I, but you don't think he's this team's second best defense.
No, I do not. I'm just saying, I just think that
numbers,
he's doing
yeah.
a better job. But I think he and Nas as a group, like those two when they're on the floor, it was such a glaring loss when Rudy went to the bench. And it was Nas and Julius. Well, you saw what happened in the second half when Rudy got kicked out of the game, how porous Minnesota's defense was. And that's why I say, you know, I just think that Finchie doesn't tend to go to his bench and bring in some of these younger guys. He's just so comfortable playing his top eight. And I think a lot of these other teams, I just look at the way that Daigneault is able to play 10, 11, 12. I mean, he plays a lot of players.
He does.
They actually do a great job of developing some of the young talent. And should Johan Berenguer, should he get other minutes other than just mop-up minutes? Should he get a chance to play in some high-leverage situations to get his feet wet? I'm so glad he went to Iowa.
I thought he should have been there a little bit earlier, but I also get the assimilation. You know, I thought Chris did a great job on a story when he's learning the language. He's trying to figure out if he can drive, But he now needs to play a bunch of minutes down there.
Well, the most important thing for him to be able to play basketball. That's, to me, the most important thing. And having Rudy here really helps him. And having Max is one of the coaches and the coaching staff. He's French. Having French-speaking people around him is huge for him to be able to I'm pretty sure he was, where was he at, in Croatia or wherever he was last year, not sure he had somebody to help him assimilate. So I just think he just let him kind of grow up, but he's got to play. And so I just think that Johan he's got the ability to come in and he could impact this team greatly as a bench defender coming off the bench and protecting the rim. They're going to need that in the playoffs. They're going to need more depth because when you wonder what does Minnesota need in order to compete with OKC? They need more depth. They need more toughness. They need more shooting. So I don't know. They've got to figure out the bench scoring because the bench, the way it's currently constructed, is not going to be able to beat Denver or OKC. So
excellent stuff. We're terribly late. Thanks, man. Enjoy the day.
Okay,
we'll talk soon.
Okay. See you.
Jim Pete. He'll be back on FanDuel. I don't know if he's with Michael or Allen, but the Wolves. In the Bay, taking on the Warriors, and maybe Steph Curry is back. A life well lived. That's our topic next here on CCO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.